USA Radio News.
The White House said an additional 1.8 million doses of the monkeypox vaccine will be available starting Monday, as cases are up over 30% from just a week ago. The U.S. has more than 14,100 confirmed monkeypox cases, according to the latest numbers from the Center for Disease Control and Prevention. CDC Director Rochelle Walensky admitted in a news briefing Thursday the government is still studying the vaccine's efficacy.
To be clear, we're learning how well these vaccines work against monkeypox and in this specific outbreak.
The CDC is also encouraging healthcare providers to inject the vaccine just below the skin, which allows providers to stretch a single dose into five doses. This is USA Radio News.
You ever make a change and then think, why didn't I do this years ago? Well, that's how people feel about switching to MediShare for their health care, especially now with inflation the way it is. People are very happy with the savings. Most families save about $500 a month when they switch. It's a huge help when prices are going up so fast in so many other areas. And MediShare's customer satisfaction rate is double that of health insurance. It's just a different experience, and people really like that. MediShare is an alternative to health insurance. It's a community of Christians who share each other's healthcare bills, and it's been going strong for over 25 years. It really is the gold standard, the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. Find out why people love it. Find out why they rave about the customer service, and find out how good it feels to save some money right now. They're super easy to talk to. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
U.S. Magistrate Judge Bruce Reinhardt has said that the portions of the affidavit used to justify the FBI raid on former President Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago home should be released to the public. Several news organizations sued the Justice Department, demanding the release of the document, claiming it is in the public's interest to understand why the FBI deemed it necessary to raid the home of a former president. Lawyers for the Department of Justice argued that the releasing of the documents without heavy redactions could harm the ongoing investigation.
President Biden and Democrats with zero Republican support are adding 87,000 more IRS agents to look at your money. Now the government is training the new IRS agents to use deadly force with guns. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Apple has disclosed serious security vulnerabilities for iPhones, iPads, and Macs that could potentially allow attackers to take complete control of these devices. Apple's explanation of the vulnerability means a hacker could, quote, get full admin access to the device that would allow intruders to impersonate the device's owner and subsequently run any software in their name. Security experts have advised users to update affected devices. Apple did not say in the report how, where, or by whom the vulnerabilities were discovered. The Los Angeles Police Department is facing a, quote, declining amount of applicants for positions, a department representative said at a meeting of the City Council's Public Safety Committee. In May, the council instructed the department to report on the number of sworn officers performing civilian functions and include recommendations for how to minimize that number. The lower than authorized levels comes as hiring within the department has not been kept up with retirements and resignations in recent years. Only 19 people attended a recent training session to become public safety representatives. Typically, the department would get hundreds of applicants. Currently, there are 83 vacancies. For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.